The Electric Hour presents Nelson Eddy. It's that pleasant hour for light and power. Brought to you by 170 business-managed electric companies. With Robert Armbruster, the orchestra and chorus, our guest, Ann Jameson, your announcer, Frank Graham, and starring Nelson Eddy.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is Nelson Eddy extending a warm welcome to you on this first Sunday in May. Back with us after a brief absence is our favorite soprano, Ann Jameson. So with the entire Electric Hour company ready to go, we await only the initial downbeat.
With Nelson Eddy as the dashing D'Artagnan, the Electric Hour chorus as the bold and daring Musketeers, here is Rudolph Rimmel's March of the Musketeers.
In days of yore, a score of heroes there have been with quite a claim to name and fame.
And the skill and might, and the inner fight.
Long in song, with fervent admiration, poets have extolled their doings bold.
Very bold, so we're told, where those men are old.
And yet, one and all, they seem small to these men of whom one hears.
True for you, true for you.
Placed beside the king's own musketeers, we are the musketeers, oh, dashing musketeers, scout, comrade musketeers, found to ride side by side, true and tried.
We've fought for years and years. No folk can hide its fears.
When faced by musketeers, he wisely disappears.
War and daring we are ever sharing.
Strangers to dangers are we.
Who have the most absurdity and live for this renown. Who kiss the maid of Shack and down a ride of woman down. Hunt for all and all the month and the morning.
One morning in May, don't forget, dear, that one wonderful day when we met.
Hoagy Carmichael, a few years ago, wrote a popular love song which had as its musical setting a morning in May. Well, about a dozen Mays have come and gone since Hoagy wrote his lovely song. But every year at this time, we still like to sing a verse or two. It seems to complete the month musically.
Here is Nelson Eddy now, adding a seasonal touch to today's Electric Hour, as he sings Hoagy Carmichael's beautiful ballad, One Morning in May.
That one Just one, oh, just one flower from love's faded bouquet. Kisses that came with a flame of springtime, burning your name in my heart.
Say, Frank, that's a mighty handsome sunburn you have there.
Yes, I was outdoors all day yesterday, helping my nephew in his new business.
Now, wait a minute, Frank. Your nephew's only 9 years old. What kind of a business is he in?
He's just opened up a lemonade stand on the front lawn. And he's taken me on as vice president in charge of lemon squeezing. Doing pretty well, too, even though it's a bit early in the season. But he wants to get ahead before competition sets in.
Ah, a capitalist.
You bet. And he's opened a savings account, too, which gives him a very definite share in our investment system of enterprise.
Well, how's that, Frank?
Well, as you know, savings banks invest in business, using the money deposited by my nephew and thousands of other thrifty people. Investing it, perhaps, in the securities of the electric companies under business management. These companies have proved their soundness and efficiency over a long period of time. They're probably the most widely owned industry in the country, because their securities command the confidence of investors. So, because of our investment system, my nephew draws interest on his savings. And his money, put to work by business management, helps to create the dependable electric service we all enjoy.
Jameson time. Our May Day program of Electric Hour Music Ann needs your lovely voice to give it added richness and flavor.
Thank you, Nelson. A very nice compliment.
The truth is, our listeners claim you've been away from our microphone far too long, and we certainly share their opinion. Ann Jameson gives voice to Moskowski's beautiful Springtime of Love. One of the most engaging characters in George Gershwin's Borgy and Bess is the capricious sport in life who cavorts around Catfish Row in fine, flashy clothes.
Well, as most of you know, sport in life, besides being a card sharp and a dandy with the ladies, has a philosophy which doesn't agree with yours or ours, but his way of thinking makes a very delightful song. Nelson Eddy steps into the role of sport in life and tells us just exactly why it ain't necessarily so.
It ain't necessarily so. It ain't necessarily so. The things that your preacher is liable to teach you, it ain't necessarily so. Little David was small, but oh my. Little David was small, but oh my. He fought big Goliath, who lay down and died. Little David was small, but oh my. Jonah, he lived in the whale. Oh, Jonah, he lived in the whale. For he made his home in that fish's abdomen. Oh, Jonah, he lived in the whale. Little Moses was found in a stream. Little Moses was found in a stream. He floated on water till old Pharaoh's daughter, she fished him, she says, from that stream. Chillin', the devil's a villain, but ain't necessarily so. So get into heaven, don't snap for a seven. Flip clean, don't have no fun. Oh, I'll take the fable as much as I'm able, but with a grain of salt. Methuselah lived 900 years. But who calls that living when no gal'll give in to no man? What's 900 years? I'm preaching this sermon to show it ain't necessary.
Nelson Eddy, Ann Jameson, and Frederick Chopin.
The life of Frederick Chopin has proven fertile ground for legends. Innumerable stories have sprung up, attempting to trace the inspiration of his music. A favorite of mine is the one about the famous woman writer, George Sand, who in a moment of whimsy said...
Oh, Freddie, you must write some music about my little dog chasing his tail.
And Chopin, ever yielding to a woman's caprices, wrote the Waltz of the Little Dog, also known as the Minute Waltz.
And Nelson, he also wrote a cat waltz, suggested by his cat bouncing around on his piano.
Well, Anne, it's hard to tell which Chopin stories are true and which are figments of someone's imagination. But one thing seems certain... Probably his greatest songs were inspired by love, for it seems that this Polish genius was constantly in love and constantly pouring his soul out into music.
Here is a popular new love song in the Broadway show Polonaise, based on the music of Chopin. Nelson Eddy and Ann Jameson sing Just for Tonight.
share a moment of delight just for tonight.
This must be right. It can't be wrong. It's been so long, and who can tell us when we'll meet again? We can weave an evening of illusion
till the dawn.
If you were listening to last night's broadcast of the Boston Symphony, you heard the sponsor, Alice Chalmers Manufacturing Company, pay tribute to the electric light and power industry. We of the electric companies sponsoring the Electric Hour wish to lose no time in saying thank you to Alice Chalmers. And we proudly quote from a part of that tribute right now.
64 years ago in New York City, when Thomas Edison threw the switch that gave mankind its tireless and many-handed servant, electricity, only the wealthy could afford to wire their homes. Only the wealthy. Hard to believe, isn't it? When today you turn on the light to read your evening paper, flip a switch for your radio, or plug in your toaster. Using electricity so much, you probably don't realize how economical it is. Yet, actually, each year since 1882, electricity has cost less than the year before. This is no accident. It is the result of planning and foresight by our electric light and power industry. From the beginning, our power companies operated on the sound economic principle that the more widely electricity is used, the cheaper it must be.
Thank you again, Alice Chalmers Manufacturing Company,
for this tribute to the electric light and power industry. And thank you for reminding America of a point we've often stressed on this program, that the wider use of electricity is a major reason for the low price of electricity. For today, the average American family gets twice as much electricity for its money as it did 20 years ago.
Out of the night that's covered me, black as the pit from pole to pole, I thank whatever God may be for my unconquerable soul.
Invictus, the immortal poem by William Ernest Henley, set to very substantial music. Of all the songs in the Musical Hall of Fame, this one occupies a unique position. For it is more than just great music. One might call it an idea song, a song whose keynote is courage, something free men have always lived by.
Nelson Eddy now with Invictus, as set to the inspiring music of Bruno Hume.
The night that covers me, black as the pit from pole to pole, I thank whatever gods may be for my unconquerable soul.
I thank whatever gods may be for my unconquerable soul.
In the fell clutch of circumstance, I have not winced nor cried aloud. Under the bludgeonings of chance, my head is bloody but unbound. Beyond this place of wrath and tears looms but the horror. And yet the menace of the years finds and shall find me
unafraid.
It matters not how straight the gate, how charged with punishments the scroll. I am the master of my fate. I am the captain of my soul.
Nelson Eddy will be back in just a moment. Your hosts for the Electric Hour at the same time each week are 170 business-managed electric light and power companies. Each is a separate operating company serving its own community, but they join to bring you this friendly music and these friendly talks about the electric business and what business enterprise can do to build an even greater and more prosperous America.
Nelson Eddy again. Next week, Robert Armbruster, the orchestra and chorus, Frank Graham and I will meet you again on the Electric Hour for our special Mother's Day program, when we'll have with us a very distinguished and honored guest, my mother. So join us, won't you? Until next Sunday, then, may happiness light your home and more power to you.
The Electric Hour comes to you from Hollywood, direct from the soundstage of the Walt Disney Studios, and is transmitted to our troops overseas by the Armed Forces Radio Service. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.